Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is Dan Menigan sitting in for Jeff today. I'm Andy Baskin. We all know the Browns and Lions are going to be playing on Sunday, and you'll be able to not only listen to it right here on 92.3 The Fan, but you'll be able to watch it on Fox Television as well. And we are excited to have the sideline reporter for this Sunday's game. Megan Olivi is going to join us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
We appreciate your time. All right, we have a ton of hard-hitting football questions, and I have a bunch of UFC questions to you, especially with this being Stipe Miocic's hometown too. But I did the crack research and saw you're from what, Nazareth, Pennsylvania? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I need to know, Mayor of Easttown, did you give it the seal of approval or not? Because that's kind of your neck of the woods, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. It's about an hour south or so, but I think they did a good job. The accents were a little hard, you know, maybe a bit exaggerated, but pretty accurate, I would say.
All right, so you'd give it the seal of approval because I thought it was great. As far as watching miniseries and stuff on HBO, I was like, man, they nailed it. And that's a tough part of the country, right there, too, right?
Oh, very much so. But no, I loved the show. I thought it was addicting, and I really thought they portrayed it pretty accurately.
So does that make you an Eagles fan growing up, or are you closer to New York looking that
no,
way?
No, sir. I was a Giants fan growing up. I was born in New Jersey, and yes, it was arch nemesis were the Eagles fans. So
okay, good.
A lot of fights in college between Eagles and Giants fans. So yes, it was. I grew up a hardcore Giants fan.
All right, so now we've got the background. Now we know where we're going with this. What do you think of this Browns game this week against the Lions? And the Lions coming off that tie against the Steelers kind of has us shaking our heads a little bit. Also, the way the Browns played against the Patriots was not fun.
Yeah, I mean, obviously both teams are coming in here with not just a victory on their minds, but really looking to prove something considering their last outings. I mean, the Lions just want to get a win, and it seems like no matter what they do, something gets in the way. Like last week, they were so close, and then you have missed kicks, and it just seems like they for some reason have this invisible wall between them and a victory. And then, of course, like you said, with the Browns, it's certainly not the type of game they want to think about more than they have to. So I'm assuming they're looking here for, you know, to kind of blow out the Lions and really get back into stride, back into the win column and back towards, you know, playoff contention, which is, I'm sure, you know, what they're hopeful for.
That's been the funniest thing with all of this, Megan, is that the Lions have not really been blown out. Like, they haven't had their doors blown off or anything like that. Dan Campbell's got these guys playing hard. What do you think it is that Dan Campbell does that has this Lions team really just bought in and loving it?
You know, when we meet with Dan Campbell, I'm like, I want him to be my alarm in the morning. I want him to write a book so I can read it. He's just this motivational guy. He has this incredible personality where he's never talking down to anyone. And although he is the coach and authority, and you immediately understand that about him in the room, he's never he never has this presence where he's lording over anyone. He is in there in the trenches with them. And I think they really respect that about him. Certainly a former player, he can relate a lot more than maybe somebody who just came from a coaching background. But when you talk to Dan Campbell, you get it. And you're just like, this guy has this sort of it factor that makes you want to be a better person. And of course motivates these guys. I mean, every single time, this will be my third Lions game of the season. Every time I talk to both Dan, his coaching staff, and then of course the players, they all have nothing but incredible things to say about him. And they mean them. It isn't sort of just these talking points that we're the media, we have to say these things. They genuinely mean them. And I think eventually that will pay off for them.
Do you think they're thinking, look, you're coming off a week with you know, you pulled off a tie. You didn't lose last week. And you're coming off a team that, you know, they played a great game 2 weeks ago against Cincinnati, and then we're still trying to figure out what happened against New England. Although last night New England made me think that maybe we underestimated New England a little bit.
Yep.
I mean, this could be a good week. I hate saying this in Cleveland, but this could be one of those weeks for the Lions where they got it circled and said, all right, this is it. It's time to get number one right here.
Yeah, it definitely could be. I think that their keys, you know, towards the path to victory are certainly together. I think they're all on the same page. And, you know, you just wonder at what point are they tired of losing. I think there's also a lot of younger player mistakes that are happening with the Lions that at this point in the season, maybe we can start to negate those. Maybe they'll start to see those disappear because a lot of these guys for Detroit are learning on the job. And they're learning a lot about playing at the highest level by making mistakes on the highest level. And eventually that will go away. And you just think, well, maybe at this point in the season, now is the time for those things to go away and them to start getting out of their own way to be victorious in Cleveland.
A lot of people around here this week, Megan, have been absolutely losing it when it comes to the Browns offense. It has been an absolute issue. Everybody's saying they can't throw the ball down the field. Baker Mayfield's banged up. There's no talent at wide receiver, all of that kind of stuff. When you watch the Browns offense, what do you see?
You know, it's a good question. And I think you just kind of touched upon the main point is Baker healthy? I mean, he just said, I'm the most banged up I've ever been in my career. And that's going to take a toll. It doesn't just take a toll physically on what he is able to do or his limited capabilities in terms of how he can throw, but it's also, you know, mentally, where does he feel like he can do these things? Does he feel like he has to prove everybody wrong and then make maybe throws that he wouldn't try to attempt otherwise? Is he, you know, what sort of headspace is he in? You know, I don't think it's fair to say that the offense, you know, can't get anything going. I think with Nick Chubb coming back, there's going to be, you know, certainly a spark back. I mean, the guy misses a game and he's still leading all the running backs with yards per carry. So I do think that Nick Chubb coming back will certainly help. But I really think the key here is how much is Baker physically and mentally ready to be able to take on the challenges here, and is he pushing himself past the point of comfort or trying to prove maybe certain things to certain people?
Do you think they'd be better off sitting him this week? We've been kicking this around. I mean, he's so banged up, and you've got a backup quarterback that you knew could go out there against the Broncos and get a win. We've been kicking it around for the last, you know, day or two here going, maybe he just needs a week off.
Right. I mean, right. You can make your pros and cons list and be like, well, I could see it this way or I could see it that way. But I think it's a great question when you are playing the Lions. I really do. And, you know, certainly I'm not here to question anybody's, you know, decisions or why things are being made. But I could see him sitting and getting this week off against Detroit where, all right, like they still haven't had a win. So this might be the week to really give him the time to rest and recuperate and recover. But, you know, we're not in those closed-door meetings, so I don't really know what else is being said. But, yes, I could see that being a positive for not just Baker but the team overall, giving some time to heal up and really just recover in every aspect of life and every area that he needs to play well. Just give him the week off. Yeah, I think it could have been a positive thing.
Megan O'Leary, Fox Sports, joining us on the North Hempstead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You will see her on Sunday for the Browns-Lions games on the sidelines, given all the latest information and that stuff. Megan, let's flip over real quick to the Browns defense. Myles Garrett has been terrific this season. Jadeveon Clowney has been terrific this season. And then after that, it gets a little uglier. What are you hearing? What are you seeing?
That's a good question. I think it's a team of defensive players that want to step up. I think that everybody is looking to get their name next to Miles. And I think, you know, when you have the leadership of someone like Myles Garrett, I think it's certainly motivational to the locker room, whether he means to or not, but just the way he conducts himself and, of course, performs on the field. I think that is sort of a motivation to other players. And to me, what I've kind of gotten from my conversations and, you know, different things as we prepare for this game is that everybody's looking to be the next best guy, and they're looking to follow in those footsteps and, you know, kind of get their name out there as well. It's sort of been a moot point at right now. Like, nobody has really stepped up into that role yet, but I think that it's a team defensively of people who are looking to be able to do their job well and just add to the talent they already have there. and, you know, just at some point have their own breakout week. And I think that's what we're looking for defensively.
I'm going to switch gears on you just for a second, just because I know you cover UFC and MMA. I'm just when I say Stipe Miocic to you, somebody who covers it on a national level, like, I know what he means to the city of Cleveland, especially because he became a champion right before the Cavs became a champion, and he kind of set this revolution in the city of Cleveland about believing that we can win here in town, and it was a complete about-face. When you think about Stipe, what goes through your mind?
Yeah, Stipe is one of the best guys we have on the UFC roster. He is not only everything you want from a champion in terms of performance inside the octagon, but he's a devoted husband and father and a firefighter that serves his community when he doesn't have to. He has enough money. He does not need to be a firefighter right now, but it's important to him that he gives back to his community. He serves them. And I think, what more can you ask for in an athlete? Personally, Stipe is somebody my husband and I are very good friends with. We know he and his wife very well. He's a pleasure to be around, but he is a monster inside the octagon. You know, we call the UFC world champion, like they do in boxing, the baddest man on the planet. And still, although he doesn't necessarily hold the title right now, he's still one of the baddest men on the planet, but he's also one of the best men on the planet. And truly, I can't say enough good things about Stipe. And man, does he love his city of Cleveland. I mean, he is putting on for Cleveland every time he can. He, even when he's not on camera, he's wearing Cleveland gear and everything. So he loves where he is from, and I just think he's a beautiful representation of the city of Cleveland, but also of the sport of mixed martial arts. He's just the best.
This sounds like a sideline interview for Sunday. I'm just prepping you.
Perfect.
See, we're working for you. We got it. All right. Yeah, and then just what do you think about maybe what's next for him and where his career goes?
For Stipe?
Yeah.
You know, it's really interesting. We sort of have this limbo right now with the heavyweight division. There is an interim champion and there is a champion. He granted Francis Ngannou a rematch when maybe it wasn't necessarily what he wanted to do. So I think we eventually see that trilogy.
Right.
I don't know if that's, you know, win or loss. I don't know if Stipe wants to face Francis next or if he just wants to go right back to that belt. I do not have a problem with seeing Stipe fight for the belt immediately whenever he is ready. So once they unify that title, it's Cyril Gane versus Francis Ngannou. That will happen in January. I think then we'll have a clearer path for what Stipe does next. Like I said, he could fight for the championship and you will not hear a word of complaint from me, or he could fight, you know, if he wants to get that victory back against whoever loses, if it's Francis Ngannou. I think he has a couple of plays that he can make, a couple of directions he can go, but he's earned the right to wait and decide what he feels is right for him. He was that heavyweight champion for a long time. He's put on spectacular performances. So I think for Stipe, you know, if he wants to wait until that fight in January and then go from there, I think he's earned every bit of that. And I would be interested to see, no matter who he faces in this heavyweight division, because when Stipe fights, you know that you're going to get the highest level of heavyweight mixed martial arts. That's really what he brings to the table. My dog disagrees, apparently.
No, your dog's ready. You know what happens. That's good news for the Browns, because you've already got the dog pound with you. So that's
exactly
good. That's good for the Browns. Megan, we look forward to seeing you on TV this Sunday. We really appreciate your time, and looking forward to seeing you on Fox Sunday on Sidelines. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Megan.
All right, Megan O'Leary from Fox Sports. She'll be on the sidelines for this Browns-Lions game coming up on Sunday. And, of course, she was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.